Laura, called Charlotte Ryan Aho, and welcome along to the RNZ Mixtape. Our guest picking her favourite mixtape songs over the next hour is musician Benny. This 19-year-old from Greylin is said to be deconstructing pop music and creating a sonic landscape of her own. Her first single, Soaked, reached number 14 on the New Zealand single charts. She's already won 4 major awards at the New Zealand Music Awards, as well as getting millions of listens on Spotify. She's released 2 EPs. Her latest is called Stella, named after her, and Steve, named after her car. Stella Bennett, a.k.a. Benny, welcome to the RNZ studio.
Hello, thank you.
Without being too blunt to start off, Steve, your car, is it a boy racer car?
Yes, I do.
A little bit.
I get so many like revved engines beside me and then they like pull up and look at me and they're like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, mine.
It's a great colour.
It was my nana's. She gave it to me.
Was your nana into engines?
No way. It's quite random, but like she gave it to me and I was like, oh, crap.
What's the stereo like in your car?
I actually just got a new one because it was so bad.
It's important for you to be able to listen to music while you're driving.
It is. My dad got it replaced for me. Thank him. Apparently I blew my speakers.
I mean, having a musician as a daughter, you've really got to sort of support these listening vibes.
Yeah.
After you've written a song, do you listen to it in lots of different places?
Yeah, definitely. In the car, definitely on my like phone. I'm just like, because that's what, so many people listen to it when it first comes out, like on their phone without headphones. That's a thing. And I'm like, oh God.
Do you ever think about doing production differently for that?
Like, no.
No.
I think just listen to it through good headphones, just for once, just for the first time you listen to it, because it's so much better.
Yeah, totally.
It sounds so bad.
Okay, listeners, tip, you must listen to this mixtape through good headphones.
You must.
Was it difficult choosing your favourite songs?
Kind of. I mean, it was kind of hard, but it also was like, oh, yeah, no. I know.
Gut feelings.
Yeah.
The first song you've chosen is the first song you ever remember.
Yes.
Tell me about this. I mean, how old were you?
I mean, my parents used to play tons of Björk when I was like maybe 8 or 9 in the car. This one's It's Oh So Quiet. And I mean, I don't know. I just remember like long road trips to like the Coromandel and stuff, like listening to this song and like everyone kind of like singing it together, and it goes like very quiet and she like does the like shh. It's really weird. And then all just sing it together. So lots of memories.
I love the juxtaposition of the loudness and the quietness in the song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's quite theatrical as well.
She's insane. Like, she is so cool.
Do you know much about Björk and her music?
Just that I, like, listened to a lot of it when I was little and that I know that she's very kind of, she's pretty crazy, like, in a good way. Like, with her, like, I don't know what she puts, like, all of these things on her face now. Like, these crazy, like alien, I don't know what you'd even call them, but they're cool.
She does really amazing augmented reality stuff on stage as well.
Yeah, like, her shows look insane.
They're like pieces of art.
Completely. But her music is just crazy. And like, I think her like latest album, I think I had to listen to it recently, and it's out there.
Yes.
But it's cool.
Some people could say it's quite difficult to listen to, but this song's not.
No, this is a good one. This is a very good one.
Okay, this is the first song that Benny ever remembers from growing up. Road trips. It's Björk. It's Oh So Quiet.
So peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in. Wow! You never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and then. Riot. You blow a fuse. Simple, the devil cuts loose. Simple,
It's Bjork. It's Oh So Quiet, as chosen by Benny on the RNZ mixtape. Your parents seem quite cool, Benny, because for them to be listening to Bjork, they must be quite into their art and their music themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. I love my parents. They're great.
Are they artists?
Mum is an actor. She does acting aside and, like, voiceover work. And Dad's an editor, but they're both, like...
So it was quite natural.
In the creative scene.
Yeah. It was quite natural for you to grow up in the... Well, not even grow up, but become part of the creative scene?
Yeah, I think so. I was kind of, always kind of encouraged to, like, make art and stuff, and I think all of their friends are very kind of artsy. So they've also got really good taste in music, so I'm like...
Do you ever bring home songs and sort of go, what do you think of this?
Yes, I do, like, all the time. And sometimes they'll say something and I'll be like, oh, favourite part. They're usually pretty good. And actually, if my mum says that she doesn't like a part in the song, it's usually actually probably quite a bad part in the song. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you trust her?
I do. And my dad. But he kind of likes everything. Like, I don't think he's honest with me. Like, he wouldn't tell me that he hates something.
Whereas your mum would?
Mum would.
Yeah. I love that about parents and different relationships.
I know.
I heard that they both toured with you on your first ever tour.
They did.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was really cool. Well, Mum did the first half and then Dad did the States, so he did the second half. But it was cool. And I tried going on tour by myself more recently and it just did not work at all. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to take Mum with me like everywhere I go now. So,
what does she do? Like, how does she make it better?
She's like an emotional support human. And I think that I like need that because, I don't know, it's like... You're kind of doing all of this stuff and it's all kind of all over the place and I think it's nice to kind of have, like, that. And I get quite homesick as well when I'm away, so it's, like, it's nice.
You must have a great relationship with them because some 19-year-olds would want to get as far away as possible from their parents.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. No, yeah, I have a lot of friends who are like that. But, Mum and I are, like, best mates and Dad and I are really close too, so it's, like, it's cool.
Are you an only child?
No, I've got a brother.
Ah.
Yeah.
Older, younger?
Younger. 3 years younger.
What do your family think of you working in the music industry? I mean, that's the other thing. A lot of parents would say it's drugs and rock and roll and da la la, don't go there.
Yeah. No, they were completely, like, supportive of my decision to drop out of university.
And after 2 weeks?
Yes. It was a gut feel. But that was, like, me coming home on the Friday of the second week and, like, having this big old... what do I call it? My quarter-life crisis. That's what I call it. And just, like, having this huge meltdown and, like, crying. And I was like, Mum, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I want to do music. And she was like, it's okay. Just, like, take a year. Like, you can just... I was making pizzas at the time and washing dishes. So she was just like, just take a year to think about it and you can... I was already recording with Josh. And, she was just like, take a year and just kind of make music and work and just think about it. You don't have to go to... You can go back to uni. You can go back to uni whenever you want.
What were you doing? Was it communications?
Communications, yeah. I mean, I just don't think it was for me at the time.
And it obviously wasn't. No. Because look at what's happened now.
Yeah, but I mean, but I loved the idea of going to university because I loved school. So it was like, it was kind of, I felt kind of weird like pulling out so soon. But I was also like, at that stage, I knew that I wanted to do music. So I was like, going to give it a shot.
Let's choose another song on your mixtape. I suggested you to pick a song, a beautiful song to wake up to in the morning, because I would sort of assume that music's a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you do listen as soon as you wake up?
Yeah.
And what have you chosen?
I chose Miles Davis, the Doobop song.
When did you first hear this?
It was actually kind of recent. I'm really into Spotify and like finding like playlists and stuff, but he kind of popped up and then I kind of like scrolled through his profile and found this song and I was like, oh, this is hella funky. And I was like, yeah. Well, he's also just like, I don't know, it's super groovy and it's kind of like, it's, I feel like it's a nice song to wake up to.
It's a gorgeous song to wake up to.
Yeah, but he's awesome. And I just recently found these like old magazines in my house that my godmother had like left in our storage. And it was like, there was a page in it, which was actually the release of the song. And it was like, it was from like 1992.
Pets. We'll look that up.
Yeah, we'll look that up. Yeah, but pretty cool.
What? And it was a little promo story about the single or something?
It was like just released and I just stuck it on my wall the other day. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Miles Davis is an inspiration for many, but let's listen to the song. It's what Benny wakes up to. It's the Doobop song on the RNZ mixtape.
You can all you want. Go ahead. While Molly take the doo-hop and mix it with bebop, just like a maker in the shoe shop. Easy Moby will cream you like the nougat. And usually we do our butts, since Miles wanna cool out, you can do that, Miles. Blow your trumpet, show the people this one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound.
This one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound.
You're listening to RNZ with me, Charlotte Ryan, on the RNZ mixtape, and Benny is choosing her favourite songs. That was Miles Davis, the doo-bop song, the song she likes to wake up to in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wake up, I really hate waking up. Like, I love to sleep in, but I know that I shouldn't, because I also feel, like, kind of guilty if I wake up at, like, 1 and I've wasted it the whole day. It doesn't happen all the time. I make my avo on toast, on my vogels, with some Worcestershire sauce. I can't ever say that word. I can't.
Worcestershire.
I don't know. that sauce, and then I put my salt and pepper on there, and then I have, a coffee.
Some people would be listening and say, you're never going to buy a house eating an avocado.
I know. Literally. Yeah. I know.
But you might actually. You've had quite a few Spotify spins now early in your career.
There were 5 avocados for $5 yesterday in Westmere.
That's good.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's the season.
Yeah.
Your next song choice, Benny, for the RNZ mixtape is a song off the very first album, CD or vinyl, that you ever bought. And it's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful voice.
She's got a very good voice. Yeah, I think it was her and, like, Lily Allen that we'd play all the time in the car. But I think those were 2, like, CDs that I remember first, like, purchasing.
Do you collect records?
I don't. I have a record player, and I have, like, I don't know if I'd call it a collection, because I'm not, like, trying to collect them. But, I mean, it's, like, a little stack.
It's a collection.
It is a collection.
Are your EPs, either of them, on vinyl yet?
They will be.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm doing a double.
That could, you know, bulk up your little collection a little bit too.
With that on record. Yeah.
Why did you choose this Amy Winehouse song?
Some Unholy War. Her voice, her lyrics are so sad. Like, I watched the Amy doco, and I was, oh my goodness. Like, I remember singing her songs when I was younger and just singing them, because her voice is insane and the music is quality. But, like, now I'm kind of listening to it, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, these are sad lyrics, but so beautifully written at the same time, but very sad, and I don't think I kind of got that when I was so younger. When I was younger.
Let's have a listen. This is Amy Winehouse, Some Unholy War.
If my man was fighting some unholy war, I would be behind him. Straight shook off.
Winehouse, Some Unholy War. Benny has chosen it on her mixtape on this RNZ show. Amy Winehouse had a really successful music career, but what sort of took over her life at the end was the drugs and the alcohol.
Yeah.
You're quite aware of that.
Yeah.
How do we stop you? I mean, I guess you're not drunk now if we're in the studio, but do you know what I mean? There will be a lot of temptations with you being in the music industry.
Completely.
Are you aware of that, and how do you deal with it?
I think, definitely I am, because it is going on around us all the time, and I think, we still have, very young musicians and artists, having overdoses and stuff, and I think I'm definitely aware of it, and I think that it's going to be there, and I think it's kind of knowing that and just being sensible. But I mean, I'm not too into that scene anyways, so.
Good.
So it's all right.
And I think with Mum or Dad on tour, hopefully that will keep you in line as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably going to be strange incidences where you party with really famous people, right?
I don't know.
Have you yet?
No. No, I haven't.
Have you met any super famous people yet?
I met Lily Allen. Yeah.
Did you support her?
I did. It was... I embarrassed myself. I was going to do my sound check and she was coming off the stage and walking, and I had no idea that she was going to be around the corner. And I was like, holy crumble cakes, so bloody embarrassing. And I was like, oh my God, don't even talk to her again. And then, I mean, we have the same booking agent in the UK, and her name's Emma, and she at the end was like, Stella, have you met Lily? And I was like, no, I don't want to. I've just embarrassed myself. And she was, I didn't say it, I didn't want to. But then she was like, okay, come here. And then, she made me say hi, and I was like, oh my God.
Was she cool?
Yes.
Was she friendly?
She was.
Receptive to you?
Yes, she was nice, but I was just so scared. So I don't ever want to meet anyone famous ever again.
Speaking of Lily Allen, I want to play a song now that you've chosen for the mixtape.
Yes.
When I heard your music first, you actually reminded me of Lily Allen a little bit. But she has been an inspiration, has she?
Yeah, I think definitely. Her kind of stuff it attitude, I think, is definitely something that I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I think, for her and also Amy, it's saying things that not every other pop artist is saying. It's kind of, saying stuff that makes people go, what? What's she talking about? I think that's cool.
She's very blunt sometimes in her lyrics.
Very
as well.
Blunt. Mm. She's cool. She's badass.
Which your lyric writing is. I mean, how did you learn to write lyrics? Does anyone teach you?
I mean, no, I actually haven't. But I've always loved to creative write, and to do creative writing. Sorry, but I also suck at writing because I'm dyslexic. and it was a little bit difficult in high school and stuff. But I think definitely songwriting is very different. And it's kind of you don't have to be right. You don't have to be grammatically correct.
You can get words around the wrong
you
way.
You can.
And then
look,
it can be creative.
In Soaked, I did Hence Why, and that doesn't make sense. That's not grammatical. And Mum was like, you're not releasing that song with it. I'm sorry. And she teaches English as a second language. So she's super and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it that way. It sounds nice. And I mean, I've had a couple of people commenting and being like, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to.
No.
It's my music.
Yeah.
Just listen to it.
Does dyslexia affect you any other way apart from, does it affect your life any other way apart from writing lyrics?
I mean, reading is also something that I struggled with. I had quite a bit of help in primary and high school with it. But I mean, definitely reading aloud, I'm terrible at. So if I was ever to do a speech, oh my goodness. And also reading books.
Mm.
That's I will reread a page 5 times and get nothing out of the page, which is really annoying. But also sequencing, so storytelling, I'm terrible. Oh my God. My friends give me so much.
So you might just jump around and then we were here and then we were there.
I get very confident and very excited about telling stories, and then I'll kind of, it'll just go downhill very, very fast, and there will be no, it won't go anywhere, ever.
Just write a song about it.
Yeah, I'll just write a song.
Let's listen to Lily Allen. This is LDN.
Riding through the city on my bike all day because the filth took away my license. It doesn't get me down and I feel okay because the sights that I'm seeing are priceless. Everything seems to look as it should, but I wonder what goes on behind doors. A fella looking dapper and he's sitting with a slap, and then I see it's a pimp and his crack core.
Walking round London town.
You're listening to the RNZ Mixtape, and Benny is picking all the songs this hour. It's LDN by Lily Allen. Do you think lots about the environment?
I do. I think it's kind of hard not to right now because it's bloody dying. It's like far out. Like Australia right now, goodness me. I was a little bit down last week, like looking at all of the things, and I was like, we've got to do something.
What can we do? Did you come to a conclusion?
Nah.
Share it with me when you do.
I was just sad. I was just like, oh my gosh, what do we do?
I know.
Yeah.
I think that you are doing a great thing because you're bringing joy to us as a musician.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Now, taking it to a more happier light, I asked you your favourite song to dance to.
Yes.
And what have you chosen?
I chose a song by this artist called Techno. And it's called Skeleton.
I'd never heard of this artist.
You know what? I only found out about him very recently through, like, a YouTube interview. And I, like, someone recommended, like, someone was like, oh, I've been loving this artist, Techno. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll have a listen. And then I kind of went onto a Spotify. It's usually what I do. And I, like, I don't know, I played the song and I was like, oh, this is funky. And it's like, yeah, it just makes me want to dance. Yeah.
Let's play it. Turn it up loud.
You say that the power, get the power. Get the party, man. Get the bongo, drum and the bongo. Get the bongo. See that day where we get shy, oh. See that day where we get shy, oh. See that day where we get mania, oh. See that day where we get mania. Since 1960, yeah, yeah, yeah. See that day where we get shy, oh. Since 1930, no, no, no. See that day where we get shy, oh. Skeleton, you dey do your body skeleton, 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 skeleton. You dey do kale book, kale book, kale book, kale book, kale book, kale book, kale book. You dey what? You dey do skeleton, 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 skeleton. You dey freaky man, on your body bunny, baby girl pullani. You dey wine follow me, so tell me she met a colani. But the bash you dey do, you dey do colani. I say water, water, that the pussy cut. That's a body part. If you want to do, then we got the part. Then we got, you know, you can never be a part of us. We did do skeleton, 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 skeleton. You did do your body skeleton, 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 skeleton. You did do gale hook, gale book, gale book, gale book, gale book, gale book, gale book. You did what? You did do skeleton, 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 skeleton. Yeah. Baby, don't you know you're killing me?
The track is called Skeleton. It's chosen by Benny on this RNZ mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great song. Let's move quickly, though, on to the next one, because it kind of flows.
It does.
If there was a mixtape, you could almost merge these two songs together.
Let's start the party.
It's a party song.
This is party time, guys.
Who are Social Lovers?
Social Lovers? I don't know who they are.
Is this the joy of Spotify? These artists coming up.
I found out about the song like a week. This is like, all of the stuff is very new to me, but I love it. Like, Social Lovers, the song Can't Let It Go. It is, it's a bop. It's a bop and a half. But I think it's like a group of people, maybe a couple of people, but they're awesome. And it's a cool song to dance to. Good party song.
You get me high, you get me low. I'll follow you wherever you go. Through the desert, through the snow.
I need your love, just gotta have it. Can't let it go, let it go.
Social Lovers, Can't Let It Go, on the RNZ Mixtape with Benny, a.k.a. Stella Bennett. Am I allowed to call you, say if I saw you on the street,
yeah.
Am I allowed to call you Stella or should I always call you Benny?
Just say Stella.
And do your friends call you Stella?
Yes. Oh my God, if they call me Benny, I just like slap them.
It's really cool we've verified that because yeah. I probably would call you Benny.
That's if right.
I saw you. Okay, well, whatever. Now we've clarified that.
That's all good.
Do you party? We've just played sort of two songs. One song to party to, the other one to dance to.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy socialising? Like, after a gig,
yeah.
Often you're on a real high because
yeah.
you've just performed. What do you do at that point?
I think, to be honest, after gigs is, like, very different to, like, partying at, like, a party for me. I think I'm always kind of, like, before the gig, I'm like, yeah, let's party after. And then I'm actually super tired because I've, like, used all of this energy in the performance. And then I'm like, yeah, just kind of burnt out at the end of it, eh?
Totally.
But then, I mean, I love partying. It's fun.
Do you see yourself as a role model? Have you thought about that much? You kind of are.
I don't know if I am. I don't know.
You've got people that look to you and admire you and follow you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to think of myself as one. Like, if people think I am, but, like, I just feel like an egg saying that I'm a role model. You feel me?
Mm.
I think if I'm having any, like, influence in, a positive way on anyone, I think that's awesome. And I'm, like, so glad. And I think, yeah.
Do you feel like a sad song? Because you have chosen a song that reminds you of a broken heart.
I do.
Tell me about Alice Phoebe Lou.
Alice Phoebe Lou. I found this artist around the time of my breakup, which was, like, 3/4 of the way through last year.
Mm.
And I did this, like, writing. I went away to LA and did this writing trip. And I kind of, I don't know, I was listening to a lot. Like, I feel like after a breakup, there's, like, this time when you don't really want to listen. I didn't want to listen to music for, like, a solid, like, week or two. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to listen to music because I feel sad. And I found this artist, and she's, like, she's really cool. Mm. And I didn't know about her before, but this one is called Something Holy. And she kind of reminds me a little bit of Björk. And she's kind of got this, I don't actually know where she's from. It's somewhere in Europe. But I've watched a lot of her, like, live videos, and she, like, performs at these very kind of, like, very cool kind of, like, hippie festivals where she's kind of wearing bare feet and stuff, and she's really awesome, and I love this music. This is my breakup song.
Let's have a listen. It's Alice Phoebe Lou, Something Holy.
No rules, no rules, you said there were no rules. Your eyes familiar whirlpools, the door is right into you, and I'll let you in. No need to ask, I wanna bask in your everything. My chest exploding, my mind eroding at the thought of you existing. Carved from the same tree, made of the same stuff, I couldn't even bluff. No flirting, no skirting on the edge, you were one with me already. All you had to do was see me. Really see me, recognize the workings of my mind, and then touch me like something holy. hit me, then I swoon, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here with you. It hasn't been so easy being lonely. Oh, I'm here.
It's a beautiful song that reminds Benny of a broken heart. It's Alice Phoebe Lou on the RNZ mixtape, Something Holy. You were talking about Alice Phoebe Lou performing at these cool little gypsy artsy festivals. Mm-hmm. Do you have a dream festival or a dream show or a dream venue that you want to play at one day?
I don't know.
Like, lots of people always say Glastonbury.
They do.
Or Coachella.
Coachella would be really cool. I mean, I think both of those would be awesome. But, I mean, I think, like, I don't know. I haven't even announced. I'm doing like a couple of festivals in Europe.
Ooh.
They're not big, but like I'm doing those. And I don't know. I love festivals. So I think any festival in like a different country for me is like something that I want to kind of, it's like a kind of goal is to play it some more of those.
Digital music these days, you can delve in so much into who's listening, you know, whether it's male, female, what country they're from. Mm. What countries listen to you? Like, what are your biggest countries? Do you know?
It's New Zealand, Australia, the States.
Oh, yeah.
And
hopefully Europe after
Yeah. But it's weird because, like, my mum will come up. She has the Spotify for Artists app. And mum and dad are always, like, coming up to me and be like, oh, look at the stats. And then they're like, look at these countries. And I'm like, what? But honestly, like, they're, like, places I haven't even heard of. And I'm like, oh, my, there are, like, five people here that are listening to my music. It's crazy.
When you tour Europe, do you give yourself or does your management give yourself some time off in between the cities too, or is it quite full on?
It depends. We usually have like maybe one or the band get like some good time to like do stuff. I usually have promo.
True.
So I'll do promo and then I might, it's always a little bit of time for shopping. There's always a little time. I love the op shops there are so cool. Like, they have so many cool, like, secondhand clothing shops.
In Europe or America?
Everywhere.
All of the above.
I mean, Europe especially. I think, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I get a little bit of time off.
This is the mixtape, so we should keep playing songs that you've chosen. Mm-hmm. And you've included a song that you know all the lyrics to. And this particular song is not one that I would think of a lyric song at all.
No.
When I discovered you knew all the lyrics to Radiohead 15 Step, I thought, Benny is special.
No. Oh, my God.
Stella is special. This is a cool song.
It is an awesome
What are the lyrics about?
Song. I don't even know. This is me being honest. I don't even know what he's saying.
Neither. That's why I was so surprised you know the lyrics.
But I know, but I sing it and I feel like I know the lyrics, but I don't know them. A lot of the time with me, I won't actually understand what someone is like, especially like I love James Blake and a lot of his lyrics, I won't understand what he's saying.
Mm.
But I'll know the song and I'll know all of the melodies.
The melody and things.
Yeah. So I can say that I know the lyrics because don't play it now and don't get me to sing it, but like my friend could play it and I will sing every lyric.
Oh, so you could play this live, but, in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually could. I was thinking about doing this one live for a live thing, but no.
Do you do any covers?
No. I don't.
This could be a cool cover. It would throw everyone off track.
Honestly, I was thinking about it because the drums in it are insane. And I have, like, this... My drummer, my band is crazy good. And I just, like... I just think it could be so good.
Let's listen. Listeners, tell us what you think. This is Radiohead 15 Step.
How come I end up where I started? How come I end up where I went wrong? Don't take my eyes off the ball again. You reel me out, then you could be stripped.
of the strength.
End of the RNZ mixtape. That's a song that Benny knows all the lyrics to. It's Radiohead 15 Step. What about social media? Do you enjoy that part of being a musician?
I actually do. And I think it like brings this whole kind of new like world where you're like connecting to fans and stuff on another level, which is awesome. Yeah, no, I love kind of sharing stupid photos and stuff. It's cool.
I noticed that you posted a photo of a spider and a fly. Your photography skills are beautiful. It's funny. You like having fun with it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I see like too many photos of like me and the band. I'm like, okay, no. This is boring. I need to put some animals on here.
Stella, aka mm-hmm. Benny, it's been so, so awesome to hear your mixtape. Oh, and I wish you all the best for this year.
Thank you.
2020.
2020.
I asked if you're a goal setter. Do you make, you know, is there stuff you want to achieve this year?
I think, like, secretly I'm like a goal setter, but I'm not really.
I think secretly we all are, really.
I think secretly we all are, but I don't want to, like, I'm not like all the time like, oh yeah, I want to play this festival and you know what I mean. It's kind of like secretly I'll be like, oh yeah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, but just you might jinx it if you said it aloud.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To finish off, you've chosen a song that has a special place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Ruins, Me at the Museum, You in the Winter Gardens.
Yes.
Why do you love this song? What special place does it have for you?
Mm. I went to a gig at the King's Arms. I think it was like a solid few years ago. And I mean, I love her and her music and her whole thing going on, and Mum loves her as well. So Mum took me to the gig. And I mean, I had listened to her, but I had never like been like, oh my God, like, you know. But I went to the gig and she like, as soon as she started singing, I just started like crying. And I was in the middle of the crowd and I was crying and I was like, what is happening to me? This girl is, this woman is making me so emotional. And I mean, I just think her voice is just so like powerful, and it's like her lyrics as well. And I think this song for me, I think it's so like kind of, I think of like the Winter Gardens and the museum, and like I've been in there and thought of the song, and I think it's, I don't know, it just connects to me in this kind of weird way. And every time I like listen to her music, I think of when I cried to her music, and it's, I don't know. Yeah, she's
awesome.
Does
it still make you sad?
It does, but it also makes me very happy. Mm. It's quite weird. Mm. But like, I love when music does that to me. Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Benny, thank you so, so much for doing the RNZ mixtape.
Thank you.
I await the day when I work at the museum with you across the way. Watching all